Well, there's no better safety car than the one with three laps to go for the champ, Scotty McLaughlin. 25 races this year in the Virgin Australia Supercar Championship. He has won 18, including the big one yesterday at the Mountain, the Bathurst 1000. Scott McLaughlin, the champ, joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Scotty.
Hey, guys. How are we?
We're going all right, mate. How are you?
I reckon you guys are a fair bit less hungover than I am. I think I finished up about an hour ago, so I'm in prime form, boys.
So well, we're looking forward to seeing where this goes. We'll take it wherever we need to. That last safety car, Scotty, we were just talking about that with three laps to go. Are you conserving fuel? You're on the walkie-talkie to the team back in the garage trying to work out how much you had left and whether or not you would make it. How big a relief was it, to a degree, that last safety car where you knew you were going to be able to get there?
Mate, there was stuff going on everywhere, the calls and, just try and save fuel. And, I knew that we were going to be there or thereabouts. This last two safety cars really helped, but especially the last one.
Yeah.
I think we would have made it, but it would have been tough to hold off, everyone behind us because it's so hard. It's so easy to save fuel in the draft. So, like, Vankersburg and all that, we're able to save a lot more fuel than I was. But that last safety car and, trying to save fuel underneath it. It was tough. And then, when it started again, I just had to get after it and throw it in. And I can't believe we did it, boys, honestly.
You did control that last lap beautifully. I imagine the nerves sitting behind the safety car, the safety car had taken off and you hadn't quite accelerated to restart the race again. What was it that moment like for you? Because it was all on you then. You had to keep it straight, keep it steady for the entire lap, going flat knacker to get over the line. What was that moment like before you put your foot on the gas?
Well, it was hard to concentrate because you could see all the Ford flags and everyone just cheering about it and everyone was pretty pumped. On the sidelines, but I just had to keep telling myself, you can do this, your best execution, focus on what I needed to do. And, I was pretty nervous starting the lap, but basically as soon as it happened, it was almost like I just hit the zone and just felt really, really comfortable where we were. And, honestly, guys, that last lap was the biggest lap of my life. I just drove as hard as I could, threw it up against the fence, and
yeah,
that thing was awesome.
We went into the dirt at one stage. You had the team telling you tires, because they cooled down after the safety car. So I imagine there was a bit going on.
Oh, there's a bit going on, absolutely. And I was they're all talking to me. I'm just telling them to shut up because I needed to concentrate. And I can't believe it. Lance is trying to give me a beer. I've just seen him. He's just like, no, get away from me. This is live pitches.
So, Scotty, we speak to you a lot, obviously, and we love the access that you give us. And you talked last week about how much you wanted it. Now you get it. The dream of how many times, I don't know, of standing up on top of your car. Was it as you thought it would be?
Oh, and some. Like you said, I dreamt about standing on top of my car. That's why I jumped up there about 400 times. It was just the people, the noise was just incredible. And I could dead set do anything I want. I could have given them a brown eye and they would have so it was unbelievable. It was just, I'll never forget that moment. It was so cool. And then I spotted Jack Ruval. He was here for the weekend, and he was down in, amongst all the fans. It was so funny, and I pointed him out. He was pumped about it. It was just unreal. Half an hour or so.
And Mr. Penske was there, and he's one of the most influential people there is in motor racing around the world. And you've delivered him a Bathurst trophy. How special is that for you? And this could be a life changer for you.
Yeah, look, they always say anything you do for Roger, is the, first thing, his first is, a big thing in your career. And we won the championship last year and now the Bathurst 1000. And I'm proud to do it for myself. I'm proud to do it for him and DJ. It's 25 years since Dick Johnson won. Obviously, first one for Roger. And to have him here amongst it all, it's something that I'll never forget. Yeah, I guess that's why the old waterworks started happening when I crossed the line.
We talked about the pressure, Scotty, and you were very honest about it all. Was there a moment the night before or the morning where you had to have some time to yourself and sort of get it all together, or was it pretty easy for you?
Honestly, I was I was really calm. I was really calm all day. I was speaking to my mind coach Emma in the morning, and we just resetted myself and got ready for it. And you know, honestly, all day I was the calmest I ever had. Each time I finished my stint, I'd go back in the bus, quickly have a shower, get changed, and go again. And you know, even in the morning, like before the race, normally I was, you know, I'd be pacing all over, but I was just excited. I was having half a dart party at the end, going as fast, and I was ready to go. So, you know, I just, it was just a perfect day, and you know, she's going to be a perfect couple of weeks.
What's it like those stints when you're out and you hand the keys over to Alex, yes, and you sort of sit there and you're trying to be cool, but I could gather you're freaking out.
I hate it. I'm the worst. I'm like the worst backseat driver. You know, I'll give you the tip, don't ever drive with me. It was just, I was really nervous. You know, there's a few things that went on in Alex's stint, but I'm always like that. No matter who I'd have as a co-driver, Alex is amazing as a co-driver. He's very, very good, very professional. But, you know, I could have the best driver in the world and I'd still be nervous, you know. So it's, you know, it's just one of those things. You just got to get over it. It's like handing the keys of your favourite motor vehicle and someone's taking it up for a blitz, you know. It's just one of those things where you just got to get over it. But it's always a nerve-wracking time.
Well, Frenchie did a bloody good job for you throughout the day. My word, he did. And you mentioned Emma there, Emma Murray, who you've spoken about before, your mind coach. And I must admit, as you're about to put the foot on the gas for that last lap, I did think of her and the conversation that you would have had about maybe these scenarios. How important is what she's done for you mentally? How big a thing was that for you yesterday in that moment?
It's unbelievable. I said to her when I spoke to her, I was after the race, I said, I almost reckon that was meant to happen. You know, I was meant to have a last lap sort of finish because, you know, the last 18 months, 2 years of working with him, you know, we worked very hard throughout the race day. I was sort of half meditating and resetting myself after each stint, and you know, I just thought, you know, it was meant to happen, a pressure cooker race like that, to really prove that, you know, half, you know, not conquered it, but conquered the mindfulness stuff, but like, you know, I've learnt it. And like I said, I felt really calm under the safety car. Before the start of the safety car, I was like, you knew what I needed to do, and it was all about just process. And yeah, look, she's been amazing. She's been incredibly influential, not only to me, but the Richmond Football Club and Jack, my mate, and you know, really, really, really proud to do it, not only for myself, but fan as well.
This is very big for Balls and Bumpers, Scotty. Very premiership and now panorama.
Number one motorsport podcast. Number one motorsport podcast. Number one. I'll stop there. But me and Jack have been talking it up a lot this weekend, so it's going to be a big one. It's going to be a big one.
It's going to be a cracker, Balls and Bumpers this week. Don't miss that. And can I ask before that you go, was there ever a stage in the last 10 or 20 laps where you weren't going to try and drive to win, you're going to protect a championship points lead because of the fuel situation, or was it always going flat out to win it?
Yeah, flat out to win it. No way. I wanted to win this race more than anything. You know, I've always put Bathurst above a championship anyway, but, you know, winning the championship is unreal. But the Bathurst win, you know, tops everything. And, oh, my God. I knew what I needed to do to win. It was just a matter of if we got some luck, and we certainly got some. And it was a special day.
Well, sounds like you've had a good chance to celebrate an amazing achievement, an awesome achievement for you and the team. Scotty, and long may it continue as well. Gold Coast in a couple of weeks, but you've got plenty of time to get your head around that. Well done, mate. We send our best to you and the team here from RSN. It's great to have you a part of our world, and it was great to watch you succeed at the mountain yesterday. Well done.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. Make sure you tune into the Motorsport Podcast. Balls and Bumpers. Good on you.
We certainly will. Scott McLaughlin.